Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Tonight, we are discussing the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations, AFCON, which kicks off in Ivory Coast tomorrow. 24 African nations in six groups will battle it out for the cup. But first, residents of the cultural capital, Abidjan, are getting ready to host the 34th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations soccer tournament in Ivory Coast. Alice Rizzo has more.
Days before the start of this year's Africa Cup of Nations in Ivory Coast, residents of the cultural capital, Abidjan, are eagerly preparing to host the 34th edition of the continent's largest soccer championship.
It's a great event for our country. We've been waiting for it for a long time, and now it's here. We're going to live it with a lot of joy so that the African Cup of Nations is good for the Ivory Coast team, and so that the cup really stays here.
As entrepreneurs organize to enhance this year's event, the city has been spruced up. In Abidjan's upscale golf district, a musical fountain and a water screen called Abidjan Laguna Show have been set up on the lagoon. Karim Ouattara is a project's organizer.
It's a networking and meeting place that will also enable all the visitors to the Ivory Coast to arrive to discover not only the culture of the Ivory Coast, but also African culture, Ivorian cooking, African cooking, and the friendliness and hospitality of the Ivory Coast.
Local entrepreneur Arthur Bella Ngessen has designed a special jersey printed with the tournament's slogan.
Ivory Coast is a welcoming land. It's in our culture, it's in our anthem that people come. The shirt itself tells you Aquaba. That means to feel at home. But we want the cup to stay with us.
The Africa Cup of Nations kicks off on Saturday as hosts Ivory Coast take on Guinea-Bissau in Abidjan. The rest of the tournament will take place in five different cities across the coastal West African nation and run through to February 11th.
David Doyle of Reuters also brings you some of the stats behind the top continental soccer tournament.
From the fastest goal to the most wins, this is the Africa Cup of Nations in numbers. 24 teams are competing in what is the 34th edition of the soccer tournament. This year it's hosted by Ivory Coast. And that could be an advantage. Of the past 33 tournaments, exactly a third have been won by the tournament hosts. For the Ivorians, it's the second time that football's come home. But the host with the most? That's Egypt. They've hosted four times, and the Pharaohs have also lifted the AFCON trophy a whopping seven times. Of course, to win, you need to score. Enter Samuel Eto'o. He holds the record for the most AFCON tournament goals. That's 18 between 2000 and 2010. As for the fastest goal, 23 seconds. That was Egypt's Ayman Mansour playing against Gabon in 1994. But Ivorians may be hoping to channel the late striker Laurent Pokou. His five goals in a 6-1 drubbing of Ethiopia in 1970 remains the most scored by a player in a single AFCON match. Indeed, this year's match ball is called Pokou in his honour. For this year's tournament, Ivory Coast has built four new stadia and renovated two in major cities. That's with an investment, it says, of more than $1 billion. AFCON runs from January the 13th to February the 11th.
Coaches, sports fans, commentators, former players in Zimbabwe had this to say about the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations games. And these are the predictions for the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations games by these coaches.
I don't support anything but I'm a follower of Algeria, Cameroon and Senegal. Those are my favorite teams on this team. The reason is for now those are the powerhouses in Africa, considering the type of players that they have and the type of tactics that the coaches
I do not count out Egypt. I do, even the holders, Senegal, they are still potent, they are still effective on the field of play. There is still Egypt out there, there is still Algeria. They are all, the big guns are gunning for it. So it's not only Cote d'Ivoire who are the favorites because of the top men, or we have also other big guns gunning for the big one. And remember, we're in Africa, and it's in Cote d'Ivoire, and naturally supporters from the respective countries will flock Cote d'Ivoire, and it's a good, it's going to be good for their hospitality industry.
Thank you there for the views that came from Zimbabwe. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Tonight, we are discussing the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations, which kicks off in Ivory Coast tomorrow. 24 African nations in six groups will battle it out for the coveted cup. To discuss this in depth, we are joined by independent sports commentators Brian Msekiwa and Muziwetu Hadebe, as well as former Warriors coach Charles Mhlauri. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Trevor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll just dive into it. Exciting times here. Msekiwa, what's your take looking at the groups that are there? Which one do you think is going to be the most exciting group for the AFCON 2023?
I would say
things have changed. Things have changed in terms of football these days. I don't want to say there's going to be a weaker group or a strong group. All groups are equally good, and for them to qualify for the tournament, it says a lot about the teams. So I'll be watching all groups, and as you know, a lot of African countries have a lot of players who are now playing in Europe, so anything can happen. It's about coaches tactical application to the game, and also about how players are prepared for the game. But as far as the game tomorrow between Ivory Coast and Guinea, I'm favoring Ivory Coast based on the fact that they are the worst country. It's also a bigger nation in terms of football. They have experience. They did well the last time when they played in the Nations Cup and also in the World Cup. So I would favor them to win the group stage.
Thank you. Mhlawuri, coming to you, what's your take on this? Which team will you be rallying for tomorrow?
Oh, no, thank you so much for having me in your program. I think every Africa Cup of Nations is a big platform, right? And it comes back to certain basics. For me, I think I'll say it's all about tactical discipline, and any team that is going to make the most mistakes and lose their discipline in terms of their organization, that will be a big game changer. So as Africans, normally we struggle because all our players are scattered all over the country, all over the world, sorry. And you find that all these big nations that we talk about, when they come in as a unit, normally they will struggle because they have players coming from France, England, you name it, every other country. So that poses a very big challenge for all coaches coaching these African teams, because these players are not normally together for a long time. So, like I'm saying, it comes back to whether they can model them into one tactically disciplined unit. So at this point, I think that will be, for me, the biggest game changer in this tournament. Let's see which team has been disciplined to defend together and last the entire 90 minutes without cracking up. So if I were to put my money on any team, I think I'll put it on the same old criminals like Senegal, Cameroon, and, of course, Cote d'Ivoire, who are the home team. They may have a slight advantage there because of the weather conditions.
Thank you. Hi, David. What's your take? We are seeing tomorrow there is a big game there, Ivory Coast, and we are looking forward to watching the first match. What's your take? Which team will you be rallying for? And also, Mhlawuri mentioned the issue on international players. Do you think that will be a big factor when it comes to these games?
Yeah, firstly, I think every opening match of AFCON is always an exciting match because it tends to kind of show us what we can expect from the tournament, especially from the host. We always expect the host to move into the next stage of the competition just for the excitement, especially from the fans. So that on its own creates lots of excitement, especially for Group A. Obviously, Ivory Coast, as the host, they will need to win this tie. It's a tricky group because it also has Nigeria as well as Equatorial Guinea alongside Guinea-Bissau. So it's important that they win. Remember, from each of the six groups, two teams are going to automatically qualify, and then there is also going to be four teams that will finish as third-best teams to sail through. But I'm sure they would want to sail through as the group winner. So I will put my money on Ivory Coast to win that particular tie, and also maybe for them and Nigeria to sail through from this group. But let's not rule out the likes of Equatorial Guinea. That element that Mhlawuri was talking about, at times it's about how the players can combine and form a strong team. So all the groups really exciting. If you want to look at Group B, there is Egypt, Ghana also. Perhaps the favorites. If you want to look at Group C, it becomes tricky because there is Senegal and Cameroon. Group D, you are looking at Algeria and the Burkina Faso, perhaps as the favorites, but don't rule out Angola. And then Group E, perhaps interesting because that's where there is South Africa also, but they'll be playing alongside Tunisia, Mali, and Namibia. But Group F, quite interesting, where there is also another Southern African country in the form of Zambia, but there is also Morocco, and we also what Morocco did at the last World Cup. So quite an interesting tournament, and I tend to agree with Charles and say that the team that can come up with the best combination can actually go on to win this tie. We saw when Zambia last won the Nations Cup, they had most of the players coming from their local league. So there was that continuity which made it easy for them when they went to the Nations Cup, whereas the other teams which have got so many stars, those stars at times, now I'm not saying always, at times tend to play individual football as compared to team football.
Thank you there. Msekiwa, you had Hadebe mentioned there the issue about Zambia, where the last time most of their players were local players. Seeing that AFCON is a big platform for a lot of players and for football in Africa, do you think this can also be an opportunity for other players to find some signings from outside Africa?
Yes, it's very important for young players, upcoming young players, to take advantage of this type of tournaments to showcase their skills. And most of the international scouts would be in attendance to watching or trying to scout potential players. So it's very important for them to try to put their level best to perform well so that they'll be selected to play in Europe. And Zambia, it's a powers football, and I like Zambia because in terms of even grassroots, it's a country that has that has good players, and they develop their players from grassroots level. So I want to wish all those upcoming youngsters to do well so that they'll be able to be bought or be taken by the big clubs in Europe.
Thank you there. Looking at most Zimbabweans that we've talked to on Studio 7, will be following these games, and some of them are really focusing on countries from Southern Africa. Hadebe, looking at Southern Africa, which teams do you think we should be excited about in these games?
I think we should have been talking about the Warriors. Unfortunately, they are not here. Perhaps later on, the former Warriors coach, Charles Mhlaudi, will tell us exactly where we are missing it. We should be participating at this tournament. But of course, in terms of this particular qualification, we're not going to make it because we're already suspended by FIFA. So it's always nice for us to take part in these tournaments. When you look at where South Africa are housed, there is Tunisia, Mali, as well as Namibia. So a bit of an unfair group in as far as Southern Africa is concerned, because they are looking at two teams that perhaps will be cheering that are in the same group. And already there is Tunisia and Mali. So that makes that group very difficult. It's a tricky situation for Bafana Bafana. And I think they've not also been very consistent in terms of their play. So that makes it very difficult. But maybe they might try to squeeze in and pick maximum points, especially against Namibia, try to force draws and hope to get a third best finish. So it's quite tricky if you look at that group for South Africa and Namibia. And then when you look at Group F, There is Morocco. We already know what Morocco can do, and they are the favorites for this group. And then again, there is DR Congo and Zambia, two of the teams that we could have been cheering on. But very tricky again for Zambia in this particular group. But from what we have seen, Zambia can always surprise DR Congo and Tanzania and fancy their chances of even finishing second to Morocco there. So that's a fair group, if one might say, in terms of Zambia. So I've just looked at those, but there is also Group B where there is Mozambique. They are in a tricky group because already there is Egypt, Ghana in that particular group, which makes it very difficult for Mozambique. Their only option is Cape Verde. But Cape Verde in this tournament have always surprised many people. And Group D, that's where there is Angola. But alongside, there is Algeria. Algeria are the favorites, and Angola might want to squeeze 1 or 2 points against Burkina Faso and Mauritania. They will believe that they can get something. But Burkina Faso always unpredictable. It's a team that you can beat, but they are always unpredictable. I think we did play a number of times against them as Zimbabwe, and they will always give us a hard time. So another tricky group for Angola there. So not very easy for Southern African countries, and my best bet perhaps will be Zambia to really have a good chance, especially if they can get maximum points against the DRC as well as against Tanzania. But a bit tricky for the likes of Angola, South Africa, Namibia, Mozambique. I think the groups are a little bit tight for them there.
Thank you. We have a caller. Hello, Moyo.
Magadiko mkoma taboka ngove kukutanga kutawa nemi motora na baba Moyo.
Tinofara mapina mchirongwa baba Moyo. Chicha makatarisira pa Afcon 2023. Nde ipi timu ya mwenenga mchimanyana ya hapa?
Arigendi chauri no kumanya ndibati magrupu ose. Tarifu edu pa Afcon ni kutanga mangwana kumoroko. Tinona magemu awa. Aitambugani nzire ya kamira soti katika pa grupu A. Ndilona Ivory Coast negire shibudira. Tinda pa grupu B. Ndilona Egypt ni Ghana shibudira. Pa grupu C. Senegal ni kamira shibudira. Tinda pa grupu D. Algeria ni Burkina Faso. Grupu C ine ishaita masurprise pane Tunisia, Mali, South Africa, Namibia. Nukuti pane South Africa, Namibia tisaitarisira pasi inogona kuva South Africa nokuti ine vatambi vana Charlotte ile vana Gino vose vapera South Africa, asi dzinogona kubudirira apa ndinoona Tunisia nemali. Tienda grupu rokupedzisira futi kuona masurprise Morocco ne Tanzania dzinogona kubudirira. Tozomirirawo dzimwe matimu mati 4 achabuda mabest 3, asi kuona kwangu timu yandinoona inosvika kufinali ndinoona iri Egypt ne Senegal iri repeat, asi Egypt ichizosimudza mukombe. Ndiko kuona kwandiri kuita pa Afcon iyo iyi, nokuti tiri kuona matimu arimo nevatambi vakasiyana siyana. Nokuti paMozambique zvangu pagrupu yairi apo andioni ita chino. Uye futi nokuva Ivory Coast inofanira kumeka show paichatamba nekuitira Guinea ivi neGambia, nokuti parikuhorera something ipapo ikagona kubuda. Pane Mozambique ya uko gara riipi zvinongobuda simbwa, ndoni Mozambique kana kebedi sa something do maonera ndirikita pa Afcon iri kutanga mangwana ku Cameroon. Tichingochema zvikuru kuti zvakaitika ku FIFA vachitidzinga chiti kuchinhu chinoratidza kuti hachina kudhibana zvakanaka. Vaida kuti South Africa iqualify, nokuti sei vakazoti yapedza kuqualify kuzi Zimbabwe yadzoka. Yaiva itriki, nokuti South Africa hatinai mugroup. Ndinongo ndo maonera ndinoita.
Tinotenda vamwe. Tichazotaura zvekare kana tasvika kumafinals, toona kuti prediction yamaita here yakamira mushe here, toona kuti ndeipi inotora mukombe. Tinotenda. Sibuya kuwe baba Mhlauri, sikezezwala pana uHadebe ekhuluma ngokuti hayi sizafuna ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi iZimbabwe yona ngabe ibikhona kuyini ebingakwenza kanye lokuthi silahleka ngapi laphana. And while we are there, can you also tell us which team you are looking forward to have as the one that is going to lift the AFCON 2023 cup?
Well, mina I think it's said that as Zimbabwe is not in this particular tournament, so Zabugera and Singapore. Obviously, my wish is that Zimbabwe is in Pagati. Be that as it may, I think Usniga Lati Tuaro Utislung is into the two that is the participator in this tournament. Utislatiga Napi, as on to Enzima, Gia Busovala, right? Uti. Ungabona siri uti asila even ama infrastructures ama state ya magula, and we need to keep improving ama junior development projects when we let sibe at that level. So uti silateka ngapi kimi is just maybe leadership, and on that note singathi leadership one lokuti ama coaches it coach education, we need to educate more coaches. And then the industry has to function as well, and the TV support all these other sporting activities. So it's hard with city lashing up, tinasing ara my infrastructures. Ukairu lapesa si kona, lapesa si kona katesi. So bungan so uche na kule. Before maybe 1990 going backwards, that's lama stadiums all over, high up to standard, right at that time. Right now, the national team is actually Darila Wamanyamaso. As a country, then it's structures that support development right now. So for me, it's back to basics. Funa ama leaders, people who are experienced, who can lead the country, funa industry to support sport development in the country. So there's a lot of areas, not only one area. Not slash like that. No, kind of into angle. We don't swamba zonkin right now.
I see abonga babam shauri. Titoke kwa muri vamsekiwa. Looking at how big this tournament is, and looking at that, we in the past we had 18 countries participating, but this year we are getting to 24 countries. Do you think this is a stage that is set to really improve soccer in South Africa and increase participation of African countries in the World Cup?
Yes, it's. I think I like that idea of increasing the teams. It gives chances to more countries to be able to participate in this tournament. And the more countries, if we have more countries, more players are going to be exposed to the international world. And more unknown countries, or those countries which are not traditionally big in soccer, would be able to, showcase their talent in their respective countries, and be able to have a few players to be able to be sold or be bought by European players. I think the number, the more they increase the number, the better for the countries, the better for the players, and also for us to be able to know what other countries have in terms of soccer.
Thank you. Hadebe, as we conclude, looking at the finals, which two teams do you think are going to make it to the finals?
I think it's very difficult at this stage to say which teams are going to make it to the finals. But I think the Ivory Coast as the worst, they would want to reach the final. For Egypt, yeah, they've always been the traditional winners, record winners. And you're looking at their captain, Liverpool striker Mo Salah, missing out on 2017 as well as the last Nations Cup. So I think you would want to win it. But you're also looking at Mane and Senegal. They would want to retain it. So they're fencing their chances of also making it to the final. And, of course, Algeria, they are past winners, and they still have a say in this. But let's not also rule out Morocco, who did well at the World Cup. So I wouldn't want to pin out two specific teams, but I think teams that really would want to fancy their chances are the likes of Ivory Coast,
Egypt,
Senegal, Morocco, and the likes of Algeria. But let's also not rule out the likes of Cameroon as well as Nigeria.
Thank you there, Hadebe. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. Thank you so much for participating on today's program. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Jabo Kanlube.